ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה ללא נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשי הלוי, and also רחל בת ג'וליה, and צלחה בת לאה, רוח השם תנחם בגן עדן אמן. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת ניצבים, and we always read פרשת ניצבים before ראש שנה, and basically that's what the Zohar HaKadosh tells us here, he says, אתם נצבים היום כולכם. זוהר הקדוש says, the word היום, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Anywhere says היום, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. אני רואה את הפסוק, says, אתם נצבים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיכם. That's Rosh Hashanah. Who's judged on Rosh Hashanah? The פסוק says, clearly, כולכם, everyone. That's what we say in that תפילה. כל באי עולם עוברים לפניו כבני מרום. That's basically that's the Mishnah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's judging Rosh Hashanah. Atem Netzavim Hayom Kulechim. You're standing up for Judgment Day in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's standing? Kulechim. Rashichem, Shubtechem, Zuknechem, Vishotrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Mi lo nefkad keyom hazeh. Everyone's judging Rosh Hashanah. That's a very important day in Rosh Hashanah. But everyone's judging Rosh Hashanah. All what's going to happen in the next year, everything's judged on that day. That day they judge what's going to happen with the person throughout the whole year. Everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. And they have Hachaim, they tell us that if you pay attention here to the Psukim, Atem Netzavim Hayom Kulechem Lefnei Hashem, if you take out the Rashi Tibot of each word, you have six letters, Atem Netzavim Hayom Kulechem Lefnei Hashem, you take out the Rashi Tibot, it spells out, you have to scramble the letters, but it spells out keli na'e. So you have kulechem lefnei Hashem, that's keli, and atem netzavim hayom, that's Rashi Tibot na'e. Keli na'e, beautiful keli, beautiful utensil, beautiful keli that we have. We have to understand what is it referring to. I saw them farshim, they explain that obviously this keli na'e is referring to the shofar. Like we have the Gemara. The Gemara tells us here in Masechet Berachot, Dafnun Zayin Amud Beit, Shelosha Merhibin Da'ato Shel Ha'adam. There are three things. It makes the person, Merhibin Da'ato Shel Ha'adam, what does it mean? It makes the person more calm, more concentrated in what he does. He's more calm. What are these three things? Dirana'a, if a person has a nice house, and Ishana, if someone has a nice wife, and Kelim Na'im. What's Kelim Na'im? Someone has nice kelim, nice utensil that he uses in the house. These three things, ishana, kelim na'im, vidirana, merhibin da'ato shel ha'adam. That means basically, Baruch Hashem, this guy, if everything is going smooth with him, he has kelim na'im, he has ishana, he has dirana. So it's a little bit, he's settled down. He doesn't have problem, you know, with the kelim, with the isha, with the house. Everything's settled. So this is also more calm. That guy, he could more sit down, concentrate on learning Torah. That's what brought down the Gemara. I saw just Derech Agav, Beni Hoyada, he tells us here, he says, how come the Gemara, L'chaora, it wrote these three things that Merhibin Da'ato Shel Ha'adam, L'chaora, it's not the right order. Because the order of the Gemara said, Dirana'a, Shana'a, V'kelim Na'im. He asked here the Ben Shai, יש להקשות, דהב אלה לממר כלים בהדי דירה, שדומים זה לזה. נתרוויהו, אין בהם חיות, והם מן הדומם, או דומם וצומח. So how come the Gemara put the Asha between the Dirana, between nice house and the Kelim Naim? The order of the Gemara is that someone has a nice house, and in the middle someone has a nice wife, and then nice Kelim. Said Chaora, the Kelim with the house, they go together more than the Asha. Why? Because both of them, the Kelim and the house, they have there's no Neshama in them. But the Asha, she has Neshama. So how come the Gemara, the order of the Gemara, they squeezed the Asha between the Bayit and the Kelim? Bein Rabbi B'Siatat Shmaya, he answers here Ben Ishai, Nakit Asha Behadid Ira, you know why that the Gemara wrote the Asha right next to the house? Ki Ha'adam, yesh lo dira ahat ve Asha ahat. Ve lokeh ha dira ve harkach ha'asha. Said every person, he has a house, and then he gets married. That's basically what the Rambam brings down. Said the derech of the person, first he should get a house, and then he could get married. then you have the Isha, and then then the Kelim comes later at the end. אבל הכלים אין להם זמן קבוע, אלא קונה וחוזר וקונה כל ימיו, וכל פעם שקונה מתרחב את דעתו מחדש. So therefore, since that every time when the person he buys new kelim, every time, you know, a guy he has plates, and the plates broke, he buys new plates. He buys new chair, he buys new table, everything, you know, מתרחבים דעתו של האדם every time he buys it. So the kelim, it comes more often. It comes like the person, he doesn't buy kelim once for his lifetime. He buys kelim, he buys a suit. After the whatever period of time, he has to change it. He has to buy a new one. So that's how it goes. But dira, person has one house, person has one wife. But the kelim always changes with the time. That's why it fits to put the isha with the house. That's how here what the Ben Shai explains. That's basically what the Gemara is telling us over here. Three things, marhibin da'ato shel adam. But I saw them farshim, they explain al derech drash. They said these three things, dirana'a, ishana'a, and kelim na'im, they're not referring to the things, simple things that we just said, ishana'a, and the dirana'a, and kelim na'im. They're not referring to these things. And there are more deep stuff into it. What are they? Hakim, they tell us, first of all, we have ishana'a. What's ishana'a? What does that mean, nice wife? Then Farshim, they explain the Derech Drash, that this referring to the month of Elul. Why? Because the month of Elul, every month has different mazal. And the mazal of Chodesh Elul is mazal Betula. That's basically what Bnei Sakhar brings down. That's mazal of Betula. Therefore, it said, Notnim le Betula, Shnim Asar Chodesh. Basically, all the 30 days of Chodesh Elul, with these 30 days, a person could fix the whole year. All the Abirot that you did throughout the whole year, you have these 30 days of Selichot, of Chodesh Elul. He gets up every morning, he goes to Selichot, and he does Teshuvah. The main thing, obviously, is the Teshuvah. And he does Teshuvah, he fixes all the Abirot that you did throughout the whole year. That's with the month of Elul. These are the 30 days in the month of Elul. The person, he does Teshuvah. And the Bnei Sakhar also tells us, he says, we have Selichot not only the month of Elul, we have also another 10 days of the month of Tishrei. That's even more important, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Aseret Yemei Teshuvah starts with the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It ends by Yom Kippurim, you have 10 days. Now 10 days plus the 30 days of Chodesh Elul, you have a total of 40 days. You have a total of 40 days. That's basically what all the Mefarshim bring down the Remez. Said, Ani ledodi vedodi li. What's the Rashi Tibot? Ani is Aleph, Ledodi is Lamed, Vedodi is Vav, Li is Lamed, Rashi Tibot Elul. That's what Ani, Ledodi, Vedodi, Li, Rashi Tibot Elul. Everyone knows that Pirush, but if you take a look at Sofei Tibot now, what the last letter of every word, Ani is Yud, Ledodi is Yud, Vedodi is Yud, Li is Yud. You have four Yuds, every Yud is 10, 40. That's to teach us that they have the month of Elul, not only 30 days, you have to stretch it out for the period of 40 days. They have Ani, Ledodi, Vedodi, Li, you have 40. That's basically what Mefarshim tell us by this week's parasha also. Atem Netzavim Hayom Kulechem. That's Atem, what's the last letter of the word Atem? Is Mem. What's the gematria of Mem? It's 40. Atem Netzavim Hayom Kulechem. Four times you have the letter Mem, and Mem is 40. That's what we have, the Sfaradim, we have 40 days of Selichot. But Ahana Ashkenazim, they have 4 days of Selichot before Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Rama brings down. He said that their custom, the Ashkenazim, to start Selichot 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Just like Korban. Any Korban the person brings, he has to check it if it has any mum, if it has any blemish. And therefore, you see, for example, by Korban Pesach, see, the Torah tells us by Korban Pesach, Be'asor la'chodesh hazeh, be'kchu lahem ish sele bet avot sele bayit, the 10th of Chodesh Nisan, everyone has to buy what? Has to buy Korban Pesach. And he leaves it with him until the 14th, be'arba'a asar yom la'chodesh hazeh, v'shachatu oto kol kial adat Yisrael ben arba'im. He leaves it until the 14th. That means why you have 4 days, you have to check if that kibbutz, if that sheep has any blemish. For 4 days you check it out. That's basically, that's what happened. Korban, when you bring Korban, you have to check it out for 4 days to make sure everything's moving, it's eating, it's functioning properly. Then you can, you know, that this behemah is nothing wrong with it, then you could bring it as a korban. Now the Midrash brings down, he said, if you take a look in Parashat Pinchas, where the Torah over there lists all the Hagim are listed in Parashat Pinchas, and if you take a look at all the holidays, one after the other, it says, Ve'ikrabtem ishe ola l'ashem, Ve'ikrabtem ola l'ashem l'arayach nihawah, you have to bring korban ola. As part of korban musaf of the holiday, you have to bring korban ola. Part of it is ola. Everywhere it says, Ve'ikrabtem ishe ola l'ashem, Ve'ikrabtem ola l'ashem l'arayach nihawah. So you have to bring korban. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say you have to bring korban. It says, Ve'asitem ola. What does it mean, Ve'asitem? You should make ola. What do you mean I should make ola? How come here it's different language than all the other holidays? All the other holidays says ve'ikrabtem ola. You have korban ola. You just bring it as a korban. Here by Rosh Hashanah it says ve'asitem ola. You have to make korban ola. How could you make korban ola? Could a person create korban? You cannot create anything. Ela, the Midrash says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, you have to make yourself like a korban. Make yourself like a korban. That's basically what Farshim tell us. But Anyan of the Kaparot that Am Yisrael did on Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, says Anyan of the Kaparot, all what a person is doing with the chicken, and the Mishnah Berurah also brings down, and said you do sort of Arba Mitot Bedin, you do with the chicken. So whatever, we'll get to it, maybe that in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, it's not the Shaul for now. But that's the idea, the person has to make believe whatever is done to the chicken was supposed to be done to himself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took a kapara instead of him. Zeh halifati, zeh temurati, zeh kaparati, therefore he took the chicken instead of him. But all what they're doing to the chicken was supposed to be done to him. That's basically what the Midrash said, va'asitem ola. You have to make yourself like korban ola in Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, you need 4 days to check yourself out. Therefore, the custom of Ahinu Ashkenazim, the Stas Selichot, at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. But the Ramah brings down, said they don't want to mix people up. 1 year you start Selichot Tuesday, 1 year you start Monday, 1 year you start Thursday. People are going to get mixed up. Therefore, they always start Selichot Musay Shabbat. It means Sunday. Sunday is the first day they start Selichot, but it has to be at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So, for example, this year, that Rosh Hashanah is going to be Monday and Tuesday. Now, they have to start 4 days before Monday to say Selichot. 4 days before Monday, now you go back to Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, and Sunday. Yeah, 4 days. But we don't start from Thursday. Why? Because you don't want to mix people up. You always have to start from Mosai Shabbat. Therefore, this year, they already started from the beginning of this week. From the beginning of this week until next week, Rosh Hashanah, they have to have at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, and they always start from Mosai Shabbat on Sunday. That's what the Rabbi brings down. That's the Ahinu Ashkenazim's custom. Therefore, here it says 4 times the letter Mem, Atem Nitzabim Hayom Kullechem, to teach us that 4 days at least before Rosh Hashanah, you have to start saying Selichot. Since that Atem Nitzabim Hayom, we just told it from the Zohar HaKadosh, Hayom, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, it says Selichot. That's for the Ashkenazim. For us, it said Atem is 40. 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, before Yamim Noraim, before Yom Kippur, you have to say Selichot for 40 days. That's from the beginning of the month of Elul until Yom Kippur, you have 40 days. That's our custom as the Sfaradim. And Bnei Sakhari adds a little bit more to it. He says, if you do the calculation, how many hours you have in these 40 days of Selichot? Every day, he said, you have 40 days. Every day, it has 24 hours. Now multiply 40 times 24. Who's going to help me? 40 times 24. So it adds up to 960. 960 hours you have from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul until the end of Yom Kippurim. You have Tatkas. Tatkas, that's 960 hours you have. So he says that there is an opinion in the Gemara Yerushalmi Masechet Trumot that Birya, the Gemara says over there, Birya betila betatkas. If you have Birya, our Gemara doesn't hold like this. Talmud Babli doesn't hold like this. Halakha, not like this Gemara Yerushalmi. But there is such an opinion. Said Bria, if a guy is cooking something and a fly fell inside. Now, that's a complete Bria, complete creation. Fell inside. We hold the Halakha. We hold that everything is Asur. Bria, afilu be'elef labatil. If you don't find that fly that fell inside, you're not allowed to eat the food at all. Why? Because you saw it fell inside and you know it's inside, you know it's somewhere. you're looking for it, ve'akibotav lo nodahu. You don't see where it disappear. You don't see it. Therefore, everything is asur. That's the halakha. Bria afilu be'elif labatim. But there is such an opinion in the Gemara Yerushalmi. Bria betera betatkas. If you have 960 times more than the fly, then it's fine. You could eat it. You could eat whatever. Obviously, you don't see it. So it's mixed up in size. So that's fine if you have 960. And if you hold like this the Yerushalmi, you easily would find 960. What's the volume of the fly? Doesn't have very little. 960, most of the times you do have 960. But that's the opinion of one Hakam Gemara Yerushalmi. As I said, halakha for us, Shuharuch, he said, Bariya afilu be'elif labatel, everything is the sur. But at least there is such an opinion. Bariya betila betatkas. He said, that person who's doing teshubah in these 960 hours from the beginning of Chodesh Elul until the end of Yom Kippurim, you have 960 hours, even if the person, he was Bariya, he was Sheretz, he would become tahor these 960 hours. If he takes it seriously, these 960 hours, then it becomes tahor. He turns white. He turns clean. And also, he says these 960 hours are keneged 960 lug that we have in the mikveh. Everyone knows that shi'ur mikveh is 40 se'ah, 40 se'ah. And each se'ah, how much you have in each se'ah? He said, has se'ah shisha kabin. Every se'ah has 6 kabin in it. It's a measurement. And ve'ah kab, 4 lugin. Every kab, you have 4 lugin. Now multiply 4 times 6 times 40. You add up 960. So he said, shi'ur mikveh, you have 960 lug in the mikveh. What we drink, every time we said, you have to drink rabi'it. Rabi'it of what? Rabi'it means quarter. Quarter. Quarter of what? Quarter of si'ah? Quarter of lug? Quarter of what? Quarter of what? Ela, the standard rabi'it that we drink, that rabi'it a lug. That means rabi'it, the 3 ounces that we drink, we call it rabi'it. That's rabi'it a lug. That's 1/4 of a lug. Now the lug, you have 960 lug in the mikveh. That's the shi'ur of the mikveh. So can I get this? You have 960 hours, these 40 days of Chodesh Elul, that every person, when his tameh, he dips in the mikveh, becomes tahor. Same thing, even if the person was tameh, he dips himself into these 960 hours, he does teshuvah seriously, then he turns tahor. Therefore, Yom Kippurim, the end of Yom Kippurim, ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, letahir etchem, kol hatotichem, lifnei Adonai tetaharu. Everything becomes clean. That's what the person takes it seriously. That's basically what the pasuk also saying. Ashrei adam shomei ali lishkod al daltotai yom yom. What ashrei adam shomei ali, he said, what's the gematria of li? Li is lamed teri, and the yud is 10, 40. Ashrei adam shomei ali is lucky the person who's listening and is doing teshubah in this li hours. Li, 40 hours. The person doing teshubah in these 40 hours, then ashrav. Why? Because it's cleansing himself. Not there's only, this is going to be, for sure, it's going to be Sefer Ahayim Veshalom. He did Teshuvah, even if he was Tameh, as I said, he have 960 hours, can he get 960 lug, he dips into it, just like he's dipping in the mikveh, he turns Tahor. Kullo afach laban tahorhu. That's what happened. That's what Hakim tell us. So all these things, isn't this Ishana'ah? Isn't this nice mazal betulah that we have in the month of Elul? Take a look, during the month of Elul, the person could cleanse himself from all la'abirot. What more simha the person could have than knowing that all his abirot got erased? That's basically what the Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit says. The Gemara says over there, lo hayu yamin tovim la'am Israel, just like Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur was the best Yom Tov that Am Israel experienced. Why? Because they know in Yom Kippurim, that's it, no more abirot. All Am Israel, they're happy. This is the Shana'ah the Gemara is referring to. That's what the Hakim they explain. The Shana'ah means referring to Chodesh Elul. What's the Kilina'ah? We said you have Shana'ah, Kilina'ah, and Dirana'ah. Said now we explain Shana'ah. Now what's Kilina'ah? We said Kilina'ah, this is the shofar. Why the Kilina'ah is the shofar? Said we'll see soon, Be'ez Hashem. Let's just say what Dirana'ah. Dirana'ah, that's basically that's Mazbah of Sukkah. Like the Gemara said, "Basukot teshibu shabat yamim." The Gemara says, "Teshibu, teshibu ke'en taduru." בגמרא מסכת סוכה, you have to live in the sukkah, you have to make believe the sukkah is your house. Everything you have to do in the sukkah, teshivuka in taduru. That's the dirana, a nice house that we have, which is the sukkah. And the simulo tahat lirushi, vimino tahabbekeni. And that's what hachin tell us. This is the dirana, but the kelina in that we have, what the kelina in? Kelina in is the shofar. Why the shofar is called kelina in? That's basically, as I said in the beginning, atem, netzabim, hayom, kulechem, lefne, amunai, rashi tibot, kelina in. What is this kelina in? This kelina in referring to the shofar. Why? We have here the Midrash Rabbah. It tells us here in Parashat Emor. The Midrash says here in Parashat Kaftet Siman Dalet. The Midrash is quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim. That it's familiar, that Pasuk in Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says here, Ashrei ha'am yode'e teru'a Adonai be'or panecha yehelichun. That's basically the Pasuk in Tehillim. And the Midrash has a few Pirushim here. Amar Biyoshiya, Ketib Ashrei ha'am yode'e teru'a. Lucky the nation that they know how to make teru'a. He asked Rabbi Yoshiya, I said, I don't understand. What's so special about teru'a? V'ichi einu mota olam yod'im lehariya. Ashrei ha'am. Lucky is the nation, obviously the Pasuk referring to Am Israel, that they know how to make teru'a. Mota olam, the goyim, they do not know how to make teru'a. What are you talking about? Said, v'harei kama kiranot yesh lahem. They have a lot of shofarot, they have a lot of hasosrot, kama bukinos yesh lahem, kama salpir gase yesh lahem, all these things, salpir gase and whatever. Said, matanot kehuna, they are min shofar wa hasosrot. Said, they could also blow shofar. What's the problem? They could also blow shofar. What's so special? The Pasuk is saying, Ashrei ha'am, lucky we are, Am Israel, that we know how to blow shofar. Everyone could practice and blow shofar, even a goy. What's so special? Ela shehen makirin lefatot et bur'an b'teru'a v'hu omed m'kisei ha'din l'kisei rahamim u'tmalei alayhim rahamim v'hufich lahim medat ha'din l'medat rahamim v'im atai b'chodesh ha'shebi'in. What is he saying here? He said, no, the Am Israel, when they blow the shofar, when they make teru'a, kibyachol, we change, I don't know what's the right word, Kibyachol would change the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibyachol, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put Gezerot Ra'ot Chas V'Shalom on Am Israel, when we blow the shofar, we do teru'ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rip apart that Gezerah, that bad Gezerah, going to give us only good thing. In the Zichut of what? In the Zichut that we're blowing the shofar. Yud'in lefatot et Boran, lefatot Boran, what's lefatot? Kibyachol to convince him. To change his mind, to convince Kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu that through the teru'a we convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his mind Kibyachol. V'hu omed m'kisei ha'din v'yoshev b'kisei rahamim. And he gets up from kisei, the chair of judgment, and he goes to sit on the chair of mercy, and that's how he judges Am Israel with mercy. V'yofich lahem medat ha'din medat rahamim. And all these things, when does it happen? During the B'chodesh Shebi'i. That's what it's brought down here in the Midrash Rabbah. So now you tell me, isn't the shofar, isn't he kelina? Isn't nice keli that we have the shofar? What better than this you could get? What utensil, what other keli you have that with this you use that keli? And there's no more dinim, there's only rahamim. That's a beautiful keli. That's why that's here the three things that the Gemara referring to. Ishana'a, referring to the month of Elul. Kilim na'in, referring to the shofar, and dirana'a, referring to the sukkah. These three things, if the person has them, marhabin da'ato shel adam, then you have nothing to worry about. He took advantage of these 40 days of selichot, he took advantage of the shofar, he took advantage of the sukkah. Then all these things, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have nothing to worry about. For sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to write you and all of Am Israel, b'sefer ha'chayim b'shalom. We have Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashana. The Gemara tells us here in Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara says here, "V'chama shi'ur tiki'a." What's the shi'ur of the tiki'a? The person who has to blow a shofar. What's the shi'ur? The Pirash Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Rabban Shimon Gamliel is coming to teach us what's the shi'ur of the tiki'a. You know how long the Torah should be? כדי שיוחזנו בידו ויראה לכאן ולכאן. That you have to hold the shofar in your hand, and the shofar has to be visible from from both sides has to be visible. That means the poskim bring down that the chathalad shofar, the length of the shofar should be at least 3 tefachim. Why? Because the Gemara said the shi'ur of the tekiah has to be, you have to hold the shofar. Obviously, that's 1 tefach. You're holding the shofar with your tefach, and ve'yira'eh mekan will come. It has to be visible from both sides. Tefach from here, tefach from the other side, and tefach that you're holding it has to be 3 tefachim. That's lichat halal. The minimum shi'ur of shofar lichat halal has to be 3 tefachim. Hakam Abadi Yosef alav shalom brings down and said b'shar tadahak, if there is no shofar, there is nothing. Said even one tefach. Said that's also bidi abad. If you have no other choice, 1 tefach, it's also fine bidi abad. But lechat halad, you have to have 3 tefachim. You have to do it. That's what brought down the halakha. Why? Because we learned from this gemara. Shi'ur tiki'ash, she hazenu biyadu, which is tefach. V'yirei lechan ulchan, another 2 tefachim, total of 3. That's what it says in the gemara. But the obvious question of the gemara, everyone's asking, v'chamma shi'ur tiki'ah, what the shi'ur of the tiki'ah? And the Rabban Shimon Gamliel gives us the shi'ur of the shofar. Chaura, the Gemara is not asking what's the shi'ur of the shofar. The Gemara doesn't say, "V'kama shi'ur shofar? What's the shi'ur minimum shi'ur of the shofar?" Then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, "Yeah, to hazenu tefach, v'yirei lechan ulchan, 3 tefachim." But the Gemara is not asking this. It sounds like from the Gemara, simple understanding. Kama shi'ur tki'ah? How long the tki'ah is supposed to be? That's if I don't read the answer of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's the impression I get. Kama shi'ur tki'ah? How long the tki'ah is supposed to be? We're not talking about the shofar, we're talking about how long you should blow the shofar. Who cares what the shofar of the shofar? That's a different topic. Chaurah, the Gemara is starting with the question and jumping to different halakha. Obviously, this Gemara needs explanation. Something strange here. And we also, when we pray in Rosh Hashanah by Tefillat Musaf, before we come to blow shofar in the Amidah, we said, Ki shomea kol shofar ata, umazin teru'a ve'indomilach. What does it mean, Ki shomea kol shofar ata? Your Rabban Shel Olam, you hear the voice of the shofar, Ki shomea kol shofar ata, umazin teru'a ve'indomilach. And you pay attention to the teru'a, and who's like you? No one's like you. Indomilach, there's no one like you. ברוך אתה השם, זה בלסת יואר השם, שומע כל תרועת עמו ישראל היום ברחמים. That you're listening to the תקיעה, that עם ישראל blowing the shofar today in Rosh Hashanah, ברחמים, like we said in the Midrash, whenever הקדוש ברוך הוא hears the shofar, עומד בכסא דין ויושב בכסא רחמים. That's what we said. The obvious question said, is the shofar, כי שומע כל שופר אתה, you hear the voice of the shofar, and different sentence, ומאזין תרועה. You pay attention to תרועה. Isn't the תרועה one sound of the shofar? How do you blow shofar? You have תקיעה, שברים, תרועה, תקיעה. So when we say the sentence, כי שומע כל שופר אתה, in the voice of the shofar, תקיעה is included, שברים is included, תרועה is included, everything is included. That's the voice of the shofar. What are we continuing and saying? ומאזין תרועה ואינדומילך. What's ma'azin teru'ah? The same thing. The teru'ah is part of the shofar. When we say the kishomea kol shofar, obviously that's the teru'ah is included. And also, by the shofar, it says kishomea kol shofar ata. You're listening. When it comes to teru'ah, ma'azin teru'ah, what's the difference between someone, the word shomea and ma'azin? Shomea is hearing. I can hear you. Ma'azin, I'm paying attention. I'm coming closer next to you, I'm paying attention. That's ma'azin. That's basically what Rashi tells us also in Parashat Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim v'adabera v'tishma' ha'aris imrefi. He starts Ha'azinu. What's Ha'azinu? Rashi says, since that Moshe Rabbeinu, kibiyachol, he was closer to Ruhaniyot, he was closer to the Shamayim, he said, Ha'azinu ha'shamayim v'adabera. If a guy next to you, he could pay attention. That he could tell him Ha'azin. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. But Shomaya, even if you're sitting far away, you could hear me. So why the difference? When it comes kishomea kol shofar, when it comes to kol shofar, we say in the beracha, you hear the voice of the shofar. And not only you hear the voice of the shofar, you pay attention to the teru'ah. What's the difference? Why don't we say the same language? Kishomea kol shofar ata, veshomea teru'ah. I said ma'azin teru'ah. Not only this, where we continue, ve'en do melach, there's no one like you. What do you mean? About what? But hearing the shofar, everyone could hear. I hear it. You hear it. Everyone could hear the shofar. What's the hadush? Hakadosh Baruch Hu hears the shofar, obviously. There's no one like you. What were we talking about? We're talking about that you hear the shofar, and no one like you could hear the shofar. Well, everyone could hear the shofar. What are we saying? And then we end up the bracha, Baruch Hashem, Shomea kol teruat amu Yisrael, Hayom Berachamim. Why are we emphasizing? Shomea kol teruat amu Yisrael. Umot ha'olam, they blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, who's blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Am Yisrael. Why do we have to say, Shomea kol teruat amu Yisrael? You're listening to the shofar that Am Yisrael are blowing. Obviously, Am Yisrael, who else? Chaura, all these things need explanations that are hard to understand. The Mefarshim, they explain that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bo Reish Lokim Dat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medat Basar Vadam. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't behave, he doesn't react like a human being. What do I mean? So the Midrash tells us that if there is, for example, Melech Basar Vadam, if you have Melech Basar King, and he has two servants. If that king has two servants, and one servant is so loyal to him, he's so loyal. Whatever he asks him, he does. Whatever he never puts him down. Whatever he asks him for, he does 100% whatever he commands him. And the other guy, the other servant, in the beginning, he was listening to the king, but at the end, something happened to him. He decided not to listen to him. He didn't care about the king, and the king got so upset at him, he wanted to kill him, until he saw that he's going to die. He said, I do teshuvah, I repent. I promise you I would never do the same thing again. And he does teshuvah 100%. And then he sees him later on that he's following orders 100%. He did teshuvah. Okay, no problem. He did teshuvah. Now, who does the king like more? The guy who once not listened to him and then he changed his mind and now is listening to him back again? Or the guy who was always loyal with him, Basar Vadam, obviously he would like the person, he was always, he always trusted him, he always believed him, he always listened to him. This guy would love him much more. That's a normal human being. If you have two people, one guy, he always loves you, and the other guy, he loves you, but then in the middle of the road, he hated you and he started going against you. But at the end, he became your pal at the end. He became your friend. Still, the person he would like, the person was always with him. But that's Basar Vadam. That's human. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Brachot tells us, Shalom, shalom, larachok velakarob, amar Adonai urfativ. The Gemara Masechet Berachot says, Shalom, Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is closer to whom? Larachok velakarob. Kibyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu is closer more to the person who was far away. Person who was doing Abirot. And now he did Teshuvah. Hashem loves him more than Tzadik Gamur. That's basically what the Gemara said. Makom shebaalei Teshuvah omdim, Tzadikim Gimurim inam yicholim la'amot sham. They cannot stand. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he loves Baal Teshuva. He loves Baal Teshuva. Why? Because this guy who was Baal Teshuva, he tasted the Abira, and he put away all his Ta'avot, he put away all his Yesarara to come serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this guy is having more Tzar doing the Mitzvot. Why? Because once he did taste the Abira, and now he's stopping from the Abira l'chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this guy is more beloved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loves him more. Why? Because he has more effort. He's putting more effort in the Mizbah. Lefum Tzara Agra. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the person who's Baal Teshuvah more than Tzadik Gamur. There's Mahloket over there in the Gemara, but that's at least one opinion. Makom Shebaalei Teshuvah Omdim, Tzadikim Gimurim Enam Yicholim La'amot Sham. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves the person who's Baal Teshuvah more than the other guy who was always loyal with him. Now, from the shofar that Am Yisrael de blow, the Shlach HaKadosh brings down and said that Tzadik is compared to the shofar. Tzadik is compared to the shofar. And Baal Teshuvah, he said, is compared to Teru'ah. Baal Teshuvah compared to Teruah. Why? Because what's basically the Teruah? Teruah, the guy, Yelule Yelil, the Gemara says. What's Yelule Yelil? The guy is crying on his Avirot. Baal Teshuvah. He did a lot of Avirot, and he wants to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he's doing Teshuvah. So this guy is crying on his Avirot, and therefore he's called Teruah. That's what the Shlach HaKadosh calls him. Now, based on this Shlach HaKadosh and this introduction in the Gemara Masechet Berachot, now maybe you could understand, Ki Shomeya Kol Shofar Ata. What we said, the Shofar, who's compared to the Shofar? That's Tzadik. Tzadik is compared to Shofar. Ki Shomeya Kol Shofar Ata. What's Shomeya? He hears him. Tzadik, he prays to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hears him. However, Umaazin Teru'a. What does it mean, Ma'azin Teru'ah? He pays attention to Baal Teshuvah. Whatever Baal Teshuvah is asking, Kadosh Baruch Hu pays more attention to him. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu shows more love to Baal Teshuvah more than Tzadikim Gemurim. And that's what we end up. Ki Shomea, by Shofar, by the Tzadik, he hears him. Okay, we'll hear you. But by Tzadik, by Teru'ah, by Baal Teshuvah, who is compared to Teru'ah, Ma'azin Teru'ah, he pays attention to every single word he's saying. Ve'en do melach. What we continue, ve'en do melach. There's no one like you, Rabbana Shel Olam. What do you mean, no one like you? So because normal, a human being, us, we love the person who was all the way loyal with us. More than the guy in the middle of the way, he became crooked, he hated us, he didn't listen to us, and then he came back. Normal person, he doesn't like that guy. More than the first guy. Obviously, the first guy, that he was always loyal with you, you love him more. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. That's what we said. Ki shomea kod shofar ata umazin teru'a. I pay attention to Baal Teshuvah. Mi do melech? Who's like you? No one's like you, because this is l'chaorat from HaSadav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does chesed with us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Every time when we decide to do Teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us more love, more than even Tzadik Gamur. That's who's like you, Rabban Shal Olam. That's the chesed that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one pirush we could say. But we could also explain something else. That everyone knows that in Rosh Hashanah, every person is judged like we started the parasha. Atem tzayim hayom kulechem, rashichem, shabtechem, ziknechem, shabtechem. Everyone's judged in Rosh Hashanah. Milo nefkat kayom hazeh. Whatever is going to happen throughout the next year, everything's judged on that very important day of Rosh Hashanah. That day of Rosh Hashanah is very important. Everything is judged on that day. And whatever the person is going to have throughout the whole year, whatever mezonot, whatever parnasah, everything is going to have the next year, it's all depending on Rosh Hashanah. Like the Gemara Masechet Beitza also said, mezonotav shel adam kitzubin lo mit tishrei ve'ad tishrei. From tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah, from Yemei HaDin, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides how much parnasah he should give to that person for the upcoming year. When they decide, oh, Rosh Hashanah, everything is depending on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, maybe we could also explain, that's why it's called Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean Rosh Hashanah? What's Rosh? Rosh means head. The head of the year. What do you mean the head of the year? That could be called Rosh Hashanah, just like the head of the person. Any part of the person, if Hasva Shalom, a guy, he lost one finger. He could still stay alive. He doesn't die if he lost one finger. If he lost the whole hand, Barmanan, he could stay alive. He lost both of his legs, he could stay alive. Any part of the body, if the person loses, he could still alive, he could still stay alive. But if he has problem with the head, then he's gone. Pesik reshe velo yamut. But pesik etzba'e, he could stay alive. Something else was cut off, he could stay alive. So that's basically here. That's the beginning of the year, it's called Rosh Hashanah. Just like the head. Everything, all the computers in the head. Everything what's functioning in the body, it's all coming from the brain, coming from the head. That's everything's connected with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, everything's depending on that day. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges every person Rosh Hashanah. And even though the person he has Abirot, Tzadik, in Ba'aris Hashri Asito Beloi Hita, every person does Abirot. But we have Baruch Hashem, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the solution, this Kelim Naim that we said, Yavishana and Dirana and Kelim Naim, we take advantage of it. So that's basically what the Mishnah, Perkei Avot tells us. The Mishnah tells us in Perkei Avot, Perek Dalet. The Mishnah tells us here in Perkei Avot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. רבי אלעזר בן יעקב אומר, תשובה ומעשים טובים כתריס בפני הפורענות. When a person does תשובה and he does מעשים טובים, as if he's holding תריס נגד הפורענות. What's תריס? Something to protect him from the פורעניות. That means no פורעניות, nothing bad's gonna happen to him. So here basically that we have in Rosh Hashanah, even if Hasba Shalom, the person, he knows of himself that he does Abiro, he did Abiro throughout the whole year. Now he's coming Rosh Hashanah, he wants to do the Teshuvah. With this Teshuvah, which is also doesn't make sense, the Gemara, the brought down the Midrash, that the topic of the Teshuvah, the Chaura, doesn't make sense. A person who did Abira, why would Teshuvah ever help? A guy, he did the Abira, could you switch the past? Whatever is done is done. You can't fix it. You can't fix anything. But that chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tshuva u'ma'asim tovim kitris b'fnei pur'aniyot. That protecting you from any pur'aniyot, chas v'shalom, tragishot lavo ba'olam, any pur'aniyot, you have tshuva, you have ma'asim tovim, you're protected 100%. That's antivirus, anti-pur'aniyot. That's the tshuva, ma'asim tovim. And the Rambam, the famous Rambam, בהלכות תשובה, פרק ג' הלכה ד', איתה זסיר, אף על פי שתקיעת שופר בראש שנה גזירת הכתוב היא, מכל מקום רמז יש בו. Even though, why do we have to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara basically asked the question, why do you have to blow the shofar? The Gemara answers, why you have to blow the shofar? The Torah said, יום תרועה יהיה לכם. What kind of question? But he said, it says in the Torah. That's how you have to blow shofar. Why? Gezerat HaKetub. The Torah said, today in Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar. Why? Elohim hevin darka, vehu yada'at mekuma. Nevertheless, the Rambam writes, remez yesh bo. Still, we have a hint, we have a remez for us. We have to learn from the shofar something. Kelomar, oru yeshenim shenatchem, venerdamim hakitsu mitterdimatchem, vehappesu b'ma'asichem, vehizru b'tshuba, vezichru b'orachem. Means the whole purpose of the shofar is to wake us up to return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's you said, you're sleeping? Get up. Ben Adam, Malikha Nerdam. Kum Kirabi Tahananim. Come pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come do Teshuvah. That's the remez behind the idea behind the shofar. The whole idea of the shofar, even though it's Gezerat HaKetub, I understand, but still there's lesson, big lesson behind the shofar that we have. The purpose of the shofar to wake us up to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are those? Elo ashokhim et ha'emet behable hazman veshogim kol shenatam behebel barik asher lo yu'il velo yatzil. So those that they are sleeping and they forget about the truth throughout the whole year. Throughout the whole year they forgot kibyachol about Hashem and they're sleeping. They don't abirot ta'anugit ha'olam hazeh. They got indulged into the ta'anugot of olam hazeh, they're running after pleasures, and the kibyachol, they're sleeping. The whole year round, they're sleeping. Therefore, to them, that's why we have the shofar. The shofar, it's coming to teach them, or teach all of us. Habitu lenafshotechem, vehetibu darkechem, umaalechem, veazob kol echad mekem darko hara'a, umahshabtu asher lo toba. See, that's the whole lesson, the whole purpose behind the shofar, the person should do teshuva. That's the whole idea behind the shofar. And everyone knows what we said many times, Ashleah HaKadosh, he tells us, he said that tki'ot shofar that we blow, we have teshrat, we have tki'ah, then we have shbarim, then we have teru'ah, then we have tki'ah at the end. So Ashleah HaKadosh explained beautiful, he said the tki'ah, the first tki'ah, how do you blow tki'ah? Straight voice. Straight voice, tiki'ah, straight. That's, he said, that's representing the person who's a tzaddik from the time he was born. Why? Because the Pasuk in Kohelet said, Elohim, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person, he created the person yashar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person straight, with right mahshabot, right everything, right, everything is, goes smooth. However, throughout the derech, throughout the way, people, they do some shbarim. The person who was created like tiki'ah, straight, to go straight, to follow the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes the person, he does shbarim. What's shbarim? He breaks that path. He doesn't go straight. He goes a little bit, then, oops, he jumps to the side, then he comes back, then he goes straight, then he jumps a little bit, then he comes back. That's basically the shbarim. That's the shbarim representing the person who's doing avirot. And after the person did avira, obviously he has to do teshuvah. He regrets the avira that he did, and he does teshuvah. And the teshuvah is represented in where? In the teruah that we do. Teruah, what's the teruah? The Gemara says that yelulei yadid. As if the person is crying and is making noise, crying for the avirot that he did. That's why he's crying like the teruah. Crying like he hurts, it hurts him that he did all this avirot. That means the teruah representing the person who's doing teshuvah. And after he did teshuvah, then he becomes teki'ah again. What's teki'ah? Just like he was in the beginning. So basically, in the beginning, the person, he was teki'ah. He was straight. And after that, he did some shbarim, he did abirot. Shbarim representing the person doing abirot. And teru'ah representing the person who did teshuvah. And then teki'ah representing the person who tzaddik. That means, that's why you have tashrat, teki'ah, shvarim, teru'ah, and teki'ah. In the beginning, he was teki'ah. That's before he did the abirot. But even after he did the abirah and did teshuvah, he went back again to be called teki'ah. That's a beautiful lesson that Shlach HaKadosh teaches us behind these four teki'ot that we do. It teaches us the anyan that the same way in the beginning he was teki'ah, he was loved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he didn't do any abirot. So it's going to be the same exact thing after he did Abirah and he did Teshuvah for it. He's also going to become Tekia. Same exact thing. That's here what the idea, and Kochikin to what the Gemarat we just read, Masachet Berachot, that Makom Sheba'alei Teshuvah Omdim is even bigger ma'ala than the Tzaddik. But that's the chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu does with us. When a person did Abirah, every person does Abirah here and there, every person has Abirah. Sadiq in Baris, the Sharia Asito, but nevertheless, the Sheba I pulled Sadiq, but what's a Hadush? And Fashim, they asked, Sheba I pulled Sadiq. Sadiq, he falls down seven times. So also the Rasha, he falls down seven times. What's a Hadush? The Hadush of the Sadiq, but come. Even though he fell down, he did Teshuvah. He does Teshuvah all the time. He fell the second time, he does Teshuvah second time, third time, fourth time. And every time when a person does the Abira, he has to do the teshuvah for it. In the beginning, he was teki'ah, he was tzaddik. At the end, he becomes also teki'ah. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is tzaddik gamur. And Adrabah is even more hashub than tzaddik gamur. Therefore, when a person, he hears the shofar, Shnei HaKadosh, he tells us, that's the lesson behind the shofar. That's basically what the Rambam also tells us. The lesson behind the shofar is to cause us to do teshuvah. So if the person is going to hear the shofar and the shofar is not going to make him do teshuvah, that means he missed the whole point of the shofar. The whole point of the shofar is to make the person do teshuvah. So if he's going to hear it without nothing happening in his heart, he's not doing teshuvah when he's hearing the shofar, he missed the point. He missed the boat. He missed the whole mitzvah. That's the whole mitzvah, not just to blow shofar. To blow shofar, everyone could blow shofar. Even a goy could blow shofar. What's special about ki'at shofar? Nothing special. The idea, what's hidden behind Tekiat Shofar? What's the lesson that you're getting from Tekiat Shofar? What's the Shofar is doing to you? That's the idea, what Hakim is telling us. This is Anyan. That's basically also what the Pasuk says. So, Yom Teru'ai Yelachim. The Shofar should be for you. Not just to blow Shofar as, you know, a nice voice. He knows how to blow Shofar. This guy, he knows how to blow shofar. This guy doesn't know how to blow shofar. That's not the point. The point is, what are we thinking while we're hearing the shofar? Therefore, many, they think about the heroret shuba while they're blowing the shofar, while they're hearing the shofar. All this, that's the main point of the shofar. The shofar has to cause to everyone to do the shuba. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows exactly if the person is doing teshuvah while he's hearing the shofar or not. Just like when a person goes to the doctor, and the doctor, he has to check him out. What does he do? He takes the thingy, puts it on his heart, on the client's heart, and he put it in his ear. He wants to hear his heartbeat. Then every doctor, he said he hears the heartbeat, He puts it, he move it around here and there. He, the more professional he is, the more he could diagnose the person, what's wrong with him. So the more he's professional, the more he could tell, he could tell what's wrong with the person. Same thing, Kibyakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while we blowing the shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to our heart. Is anything changing inside you? Anything changing inside you while you're hearing the shofar? Or you stay the same, just heard the shofar and everything continue as normal? So if everything continues as normal, it means you missed the whole point. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is paying attention to everything that you're thinking in your heart while the Hazan is blowing the shofar, while you're blowing shofar. The idea throughout Ki'at Shofar, the person has to think of her related to Shofar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention to it. That's what the pasuk, what we say in the tefillah, ki shomei'a kol shofar ata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hears the voice of the shofar. He hears the voice of the shofar. Whenever a person, Am Yisrael, blows shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hears it. No problem. But what are you going to tell me? You might ask me. I understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hears the voice of the shofar, but also Mota Olam could also blow the shofar. So what's so special about the Midrash Rabbah we just read? That Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Teru'a, Am Yisrael, they know lefatot et Boram with the Tekia. We know Kibyachol to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his mind, Kibyachol. What's so special? Also Umot Ha'olam, Kishomei HaKol Shofar Ata, he hear the Shofar, also Umot Ha'olam could hear the Shofar. Also Umot Ha'olam could blow the Shofar and hear it. What's so special about it? We continue, we said, no, that's blowing the Shofar, that's Hechi Timtze, to get to the main point. The main point is what? Zuma'azin teru'a ve'endo melech. What's ma'azin teru'a? Pay attention to the teru'a. Shda HaKadosh told us, what's teru'a representing? Teru'a representing to the person who's doing teshuba. Teki'a for tzaddik, shbarim for the person doing abirot. Teru'a, when that person does teshuba, then it becomes teki'a again at the end, becomes straight and beloved in the eyes of Hashem. But teru'a represents the person who's doing teshuba. That's what the pasuk said. Kishomei'a kol shofar ata, or we send it for that. You hear the shofar. If you're going to tell me, also Mot Olam, they blow shofar. So that's, there's no hadush here. Also Mot Olam could blow shofar. He said, no. Umazin teru'a. He pays attention. He's listening to our heartbeat. What are we thinking while we're hearing the shofar? Are we doing the teru'a, the purpose of the teru'a, which is teshuba? Are you doing that? Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'azin. He's paying attention. Kibyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he puts his ear. And he's listening to our heartbeat. What are we doing throughout the Tkiat Shofar? And this we said, Umido Melech. What do I mean, Umido Melech? Who's like you, Ribono Shel Olam? Who could know what the person is thinking while blowing the Shofar? Who knows Bahshavot of Bnei Adam? No one knows it except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Shomei'a Kol Shofar Ata, Umazin Teru'a, Ve'endo Melech. No one's like you. That's what we say. And that's what we end the bracha, Baruch Tashem, Shomei HaKol Teru'at Amo Yisrael Hayom Berachamim. We said, why Dafka Amo Yisrael? Because Umot HaOlam, even though they have a lot of shofarot, they have a lot of keranot, they could blow shofar also. But they missed the point behind the Tkiat Shofar. The whole point of Tkiat Shofar is what? Is doing the teshuba behind it. That's it. Umot HaOlam, even if they're going to blow shofar, they're not going to know what's hidden behind Ki'at Shofar, what's the lesson behind Ki'at Shofar. Only us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah Kedusha, and we have Hakim, they have Ruach HaKodesh, and they taught us that's the anyan of the Teru'ah. When the person blowing the Shofar, you have to think of the Teshuba. And that's basically what Midrash also told us. So this is the anyan, Kadosh Baruch Hu, whenever Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Teru'ah, they know Teru'ah. What means they know teru'ah? They know the lesson behind teru'ah. What's the lesson behind teru'ah? You have to do teshuba. Umot HaOlam, probably they know how to blow shofar. Yeah, no problem. But the lesson behind it, they would never get it. Why? Because that's the idea behind shofar, is to do teshuba. That's why when Am Yisrael, they blow shofar, and they take the main point of the shofar, which is the do teshuba, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get up from Kisei Hadin, it's going to sit down Kisei Rahamin. Now we come back to the Gemara here in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. We said, what's the shi'ur of the Tiki'ah? We said, shi'ur of the Tiki'ah that you have to hold the shofar and should be visible from both sides, which is three tefahim. We asked, is that the shi'ur of Tiki'ah? That's the shi'ur of shofar. not the shi'ur of tiki'ah. Ella the Gemara is answering, is asking here, what is shi'ur of the tiki'ah? We said the whole purpose of tiki'ah is what? The person should do teshuba. So how long the person should blow shofar to make him do teshuba? That's the question of the Gemara. We're not asking about the shi'ur of shofar here. We're asking of shi'ur of tiki'ah. What is shi'ur of the proper shi'ur of tiki'ah that's going to cause the person do teshuba? The Gemara said, you know what the shi'ur? Sha'at shi'uhazenu beyado v'yira'e likan ulkan. It means you have to hold the shofar in your hand and you have to think about the lesson behind the shofar. Sha'at shi'yira'e likan ulkan. The person has to look at himself. Where was he before he did the abira? And where he ended up after he did the abira? Yira'e likan ulkan. Where he was on that side? And where did he go after he did the abira? How down did he go after he did the abira? That person has to pay attention to these things, and how much the abira could cause. We have here the Rashi, famous Rashi, tells us here that when Am Israel they got the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and he brought the Luchot HaBrit, and everyone knows Ki Karan Or Panav, Am Israel they saw Moshe Rabbeinu. That Kibyakol, his face was shining, and the Pasuk said, when they saw this, the Pasuk, V'yireu Megeshet Elav. V'yara Aharon V'chol B'nei Israel et Moshe, V'enei Karan Or Panav, V'yireu Megeshet Elav. They were scared to come closer to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says here, unbelievable thing. Rashi says, V'yireu Megeshet Elav, they were scared to come closer to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi said, Bo rei kama gedola kohah shel abira. Take a look. What does the abira causes? Why? He said, "Shikol she'at shelo pashtu yedehem ba'abira." Mahu omer umarei kibod Adonai ki esh ochelet b'rosh ahar de'enei b'nei Israel, ve'lo yireim ve'lo mizdazeim. Said before Am Israel did Avon Aigel, the pasuk said, "Umarei kibod Hashem ki esh ochelet b'rosh ahar." Kibyachol b'nei Israel, they were looking kibyachol at Hashchina le'enei b'nei Israel. They're looking at it. Looking at the Shekhinah, ולא יראים ולא מזדעזעים. They're not scared. Nothing happening with them. אבל, that's before they did the Abira. Before they did Avon Aigel. ומשעשו את העגל, after they did Avon Aigel, אף מקרני הודו של משה היו מרתיעים ומזדעזעים. After they did Avon Aigel, they were scared. Not forget about the Shekhinah. They were scared from Moshe Rabbeinu, they were scared. Before they did the Avon Aigel, not only from Moshe, they weren't scared. They weren't scared even from Makadosh Baruch Hu, Kibichol. They were looking at the Shekhinah. V'yichizu et ha'elohim v'yochilu v'yishtu. But after they did the Abira, even from Moshe Rabbeinu, they were scared. Take a look what Abira causes the person. That's the question of the Gemara. Shi'ur tiki'ah, how long you should blow the shofar? What's the shi'ur of the tiki'ah that can cause you to do teshuvah? You have to hold the shofar in your hand until you blow the shofar, until the shofar is going to cause you to look what the abira caused you. Where were you before you did the abira? Where did you end up after you did the abira? And that you're going to see yourself how down you went because you did the abira. You have to think about this and you have to do teshuvah. And after you do teshuvah, then you come back to become tiki'ah again. And that's the lesson that here Hakim tell us. That's the anyan behind the shofar. You have to blow the shofar tiki'ah in the beginning, which is tzaddik. But even after the person did shibarim, he did abirot, it's still way to come back. תשא בנוש עד דקה, ותאמר שובו בני אדם. Also same thing, תשא בנוש עד דקה. What's דקה? אחים said, that's basically, that you have the כלים נעים, ואישה נאה, ובית נאה. So all these things, when a person, you look at these things, that mercy that we have, רחמים from הקדוש ברוך הוא, that he gave us these three things, חודש אלול, and we have the Shana'a, which is Chodesh Elul, Mazal Betulah, that all preparation, Likrat Yemei HaDin. Then you have the Kilina'a, which is the Shofar. Through the Shofar, Am Yisrael, the Dut Shuba, and the Kibyachol, to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get up from Kisei HaDin and to sit down on Kisei Rahamim to judge Am Yisrael Birahamim. And then after this, you have the Sukkah, Simolo Tahat Roshi, Vimino Tehabbekeni. It was similar to Hat Roshi, that's Kibyachol, that's the Sichach. Viminot Yahabekeni, that's four Tfanot, Shalosh Tfanot that we have. 2.5 פנות, 3 פנות. This, that's the כביכול, we're selling בצלה דמהמנותה. The Zohar הקדוש calls סוכה, צלה דמהמנותה. We're selling כביכול in the house of הקדוש ברוך הוא. That's the סוכה. Every person built סוכה, and he sits in it, הקדוש ברוך הוא is there. That's those three מתנות that we have in the month of Elul. We should, everyone, בעזרת שם, we should try to take advantage of these three מתנות. הקדוש ברוך הוא should help us, that we should come closer to him. ונזכה, all of us, עם ישראל, לכתב בספר החיים ושלום, שתהיה שנת הבאה מבורכת, שנת של עושר ועושר וכבוד, ונזכה לכל ברכות הכתובות בתורה, ביאת משיח עסקינו, ברבי ימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנן המלאך שאומר, עשה קדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל, לפיכך, הרבה לאינטרנט, זאת שנאמר,